Morning, Lee. How you going,
Lee? We're at the pointy end of the footy season. We'll look at the two big semi-finals in the statewide competition shortly, but tonight's in the AFL. It's about the how and the why and what happens next and what transpires tonight at Metricon Stadium. Richmond looking to get back on the winner's list and continue their finals up against St Kilda to see who will earn the right to play Port Adelaide next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating contest. It's hard to see Richmond losing, isn't it, after dropping that one last week. They're just the season finals team, St Kilda. They'd be pretty happy with winning that one last weekend, I reckon. If they bowed out tonight, they'd be very happy with their progress. So Richmond will start firm favourites for the bookies, as they should, but anything can happen in a final. We saw that last week over in Perth and a number of other results where the team started as favourites. So don't discount St Kilda, but I can't see Richmond dropping this one. They get Tom Lynch back as well. Nathan Broad comes back in. Arts has been omitted along with Marby O'Chole. And for St Kilda, we've obviously spoken about Ben Long's suspension all week. Jake Carlisle's out to be back home for the birth of his third child. And Paddy Ryder was the sad story from last week, seeing him do his hamstring in that last minute of the game, the poor thing. So Marsh, Battle and Savage come in. I really like Josh Battle and what he brings to the table for the Saints, but as I said, Lee, can't really see them losing this one tonight, Richmond.
Yeah, bad losses, Ryder and also Carlisle down back, particularly if he was going to suit up on Tom Lynch, but he's not going to be there though. So yeah, you couldn't see Richmond bowing out in straight sets, and look, they're going to be there again, aren't they? What about tomorrow night? Geelong up against Collingwood, and we won't talk much about the Collingwood win last week against your West Coast Eagles. We've got to move forward, don't we, at the Gabba to see who will play on the Brisbane Lions, and they played well last Friday night, the Lions, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They really did. Brisbane, they're my premiership tip now. I sort of would have gone Port for the flag had Brisbane not have won last week, but now they've sort of secured that home prelim. I think they're going to be pretty hard to beat the Lions. But you're right, it's cricket season now, isn't it? It should be a cracker tomorrow night. Really looking forward to this one. A lot of people tipping Collingwood in this game as well. I think they beat Geelong earlier this year. So they're sort of going to go in with a fair bit of confidence too after what they did to West Coast last week. But Geelong's finals record, something that's spoken about a lot as well, isn't it? Obviously losing last week to Port Adelaide. So yeah, it's a toss of the coin this one for me. I'm going to go Geelong, just because of what Collingwood's been through the last, 2 weeks, having to go to Perth and quarantine and things like that. Not that it deterred them last week, but I just think that would have given them a big boost last week. The backs against the wall sort of thing, and Geelong, I just think they've got a point to prove, so I reckon the Cats in a close one.
Brent, can you imagine the Geelong Advertiser on Sunday morning if they did bow out in straight sets, particularly with their finals record since 2011 when they last tasted the premiership, 4 wins from 16 outings there. But they were in the game, weren't they, against Port Adelaide the week before? Tom Hawkins kicking, 1.5 goals. Couldn't see them going out in straight sets. And look, well done to Collingwood as well, but Richmond and Geelong?
I think so, yeah. You're right. Imagine if both of these teams, I mean, Richmond would be a big story too, wouldn't it, if they went out in straight sets? I just can't see it happening. So, yeah, Richmond, Geelong for me.
Yeah, for the qualifying final teams, essentially it's a free hit, isn't it? But essentially it's sudden death if they lose over the weekend. What about in the TSL competition? The winner of Launceston and Lauderdale will take on the victor of tomorrow's other semi-final, North Launceston and Clarence, in the grand final. So we have reached the pointy end of the statewide competition, Brent.
Yeah, only 2 week final series for the TSL. So yeah, 1v4, 2v3, and the two winners play off next week in the big dance. And that we would think would be in Launceston, given you'd think one of Launceston and North Launceston will win tomorrow. I can see an upset brewing. I don't know which game it might be, but Clarence is a pretty tricky opponent for North Launceston tomorrow, I reckon. They have really took it up to the Bombers this year, but as Jeremy Webberley said yesterday, they still haven't managed to beat them. So a lot's going to have to go right for Clarence to beat North Launceston, especially at UTAS Stadium. The other game could be interesting, Lauderdale and Launceston. We saw that game, I was actually there calling this game a couple of weeks ago, and Lauderdale pulled on his pants down a little bit. They won by about 60-odd points, and as their coach, Mitch Thorpe, the Blues coach, said yesterday, though, they were in the midst of 4 games in 17 days set up at that stage, so they were a bit fatigued, and you can't really read too much into that result. So it should be a cracker. Both venues tomorrow, Windsor Park and UTAS Stadium, and it would set up a pretty good grand final next week, whoever wins.
Yeah, good work. And North Launceston with only one loss for the season. Any pressure on the Northern Bombers there, Brent? I suppose there is a little bit, but they're a good unit, aren't they?
Well, I asked Taylor Whitford, the coach, that yesterday, and he said, no, there's not. There's, it's as much on both teams as it is his, despite them only dropping the one game this year. So obviously trying to deflect that a little bit, Taylor, which is completely understandable. But, yeah, I would have thought there was a bit more pressure on North Wanting to get it done than Clarence, who we all thought would probably be holding up the bottom end of the table this year. So, yeah, I'd say there would be a bit more pressure on North Wanting.
I caught that response from Taylor on your news there, and that was a nice deflection down to fine leg, wasn't it? Speaking of cricket parlay, what a performance by the girls, the Australian women's cricket team, clinching the three one-day series against the White Ferns, and a record equaling 21 consecutive one-day internationals there. They absolutely stunned New Zealand on Wednesday with a 232-run win over New Zealand.
Yeah, they're a dominant team, aren't they? And, you know, to bowl them out for 93 just goes to show the dominance after putting 325 on the scoreboard. So, yeah, they're one of our great sporting teams here in Australia, the Australian women's cricket team, no doubt about that. So, you run out of things to say about them a bit, don't you? Because they've been so dominant for such a long time. Obviously, off the back of the World Cup win earlier this year, they've just continued to roll on. They clean sweep the T20 series as well. So, going beautifully at the moment.
Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next Friday morning, a little after 7 o'clock.
Thanks.